Look here, can't you get her to give me her names?
It's all right, Auntie. He only wants your names for the voting.
Oh, all right, but I don't trust him. He's got a sly face. My names are Adelaide Epsavire Ambley.
Adelaide? I think she means Adelaide.
That's right, Adelaide. I was named after Aunt Maria, who was crossed in love with an oil and colour man. My poor husband used to call me Epsy, and sometimes when he'd had one or two, I couldn't tell whether he was calling me or whether he'd got hiccups.
Here you are, madam. Here's your paper.
What's this? A soup ticket? I hate soup myself. It always rises on me.
No, madam, it's the voting paper.
Aye?
Voting.
I don't want to go voting at my time of life.
No, Auntie, it's the right you'll vote on.
Oh, well, I'm no hand at writing.
You don't have to write. You put a cross.
Put it across, too.
You take that paper over there and put a cross against the name of the candidate for whom you wish to vote.
Aye?
Oh, you tell her.
You come over here, Auntie, and put a cross on the paper.
I'm no hand at writing, Gertie. You do it.
No, no. She must write it herself.
But Auntie can't write very well.
She hasn't got to write. She's got to put a cross. But you mustn't assist her in any way. It's against the law.
Well, what time do you close here?
Close? Why? Here, where are you going?
I'm going home to ask my son which to vote for.
But you mustn't do that. You can't take that paper out of here.
Aye?
You mustn't take that paper away.
Why not? It's my vote, ain't it?
It's against the law.
What's against the door?
He says it's against the law.
Oh, I see. Come on then, Gertie.
But don't you understand, madam? You have to write it here.
Well, you just said I had to write it against the door.
No, no. You've got to stay here and put a cross against one of those two names.
Have I? Well, I'm a poor hand at writing.
You haven't got to write.
Well, why didn't you tell me that before? Wasting my time. I got a pie in the oven and I can't stand talking to you half the day.
That's right. Now, madam, you put it in here. But first of all, you fold it up.
Hold it up?
No, no, fold it up. Fold, you see, like this.
Aye?
You fold the blooming paper and you put it in the blooming box.
Oh, now I understand. As though I couldn't fold a bit of paper and drop it into a silly hole without him gesturing with his silly hands. There. Now what do I have to do next?
Well, that's all. You can go now.
Aye?
He says you can go, Auntie.
Go? Where?
I'll go to... I suggest you go home, then.
Oh, do you? Well, I'll go where I like, see?
Well, we don't care where you go as long as you don't stop here hanging up the pole.
Up the pole yourself. You're a nice one to talk. Can't even spell. Come on, Gertie, let's get out of this.
Oh, Auntie, you are awful. You make me go hot and cold all over.
They'll go hot and cold when they see my paper. I sent the kiss to both of them.